And now this is a dictation for Danal Chaffee, C-H-A-F-F-E-E, May 2353, address as a letter to Dr. Vashista, 8174301. Dear Dr. Vashista, follow up for Mr. Chaffee, polycystic kidney disease, advanced renal failure, comes accompanied with CISPR. Last visit in October. All review system at this moment is negative. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, good urine output, no cloudiness of blood, stable edema 3-4 plus below the knees. No trauma, no falls, no open ulcers or gangrene, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, no recurrence of pericardial effusion, pericarditis. Sister complains that he stays until late watching TV, probably 1 in the morning. He has chronic stuttering on his speech, which is baseline. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. I will highlight the only blood pressure for heart and kidneys, hydralazine, antiarrhythmics with amiodarone. Presently, no anticoagulation. Next paragraph, blood pressure today, 130, 175. Decreased hearing, normal speech, no expressive aphasia dysarthria, no respiratory distress, lungs completely clear, appears regular, no pericardial rap, no significant murmurs, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, edema below the knees 3+, the bilateral right and left lower lids, LIDs of the eyes are everted, but I don't see purulent material. Next paragraph, chemistries from November. Normal potassium acid base, normal calcium albumin phosphorus, creatinine 3.7, which is baseline for a GFR close to 16, stage 4-5. Anemia 10.3 with a normal white blood cell and platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. PKD stage 4-5, not symptomatic, no dialysis yet. Next number, autosomal dominant polycystic kidney disease. Next number, hypertension appears to be well controlled. Next number, anemia, no external bleeding, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Next number, recent pericardial effusion, clinically not symptomatic, normal ejection fraction. Next number, exposure to amiodarone. Next number, AV fistula open. Next paragraph, as we have discussed multiple times with patient and family, given that clinically he is having no major symptoms, I already seen him for a few months since he was in the hospital with pericardial effusion, pericarditis. I think it's safe to keep waiting a little bit longer, continue chemistry on a regular basis, continue restricted diet, presently not on diuretics. Plan to see him back on the next 6 to 8 weeks or early as needed. Enter dictation.